particular gospel has affected many people over the history, including St. Anthony the Great. St. Anthony the Great became St. Anthony the Great because of this gospel. The story is a young man, very polite, decent, rich, came to the Lord and fell on his knees in front of the Lord, asking him this question: what should I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven, eternal life? It seems that being young and very rich means that he inherited money. There's no young person that very rich like that in this history. It must be money from his parents. So he used to inherit things. So he got everything on earth. He liked also to get everything in heaven. And the Lord told him the answer, true answer: if you like to inherit the eternal life, then you have to keep the commandments. And the young man said, I kept it since my childhood. I followed the commandment. Then the Lord looked at him and loved him because of his politeness. And then he elevated him to a very high rank by asking him for something much higher. Before I get to this point, I just like you to understand this concept in Orthodoxy about keeping the commandment. Because we have always arguments with Protestant people about the importance of acts. The importance of keeping good acts. You know that in the Protestant faith, or reformers, as they call themselves, they spoke of this to be something not important. The most important thing is the faith, and that's it. Of course, the faith, without faith, there is no salvation. But if that faith is not manifested in keeping the commandments, then we don't inherit the kingdom of heaven. And this is the Orthodox way of thinking, and it's very important. I just wonder if any Protestant person can see it otherwise from these words from the Lord. He told him, if you like to inherit life, then you have to keep the commandments. And then he mentioned, not everyone is invited to this high level that the Lord asked this young man after that. He told him, if you like something bad, to keep your the top integrity, go and sell all your possessions, all these wealth that you have, give it to the poor, carry the cross, and follow me. And the angry man, of course, was shocked by this, so he went saying. And they say, possibly people in the history say, that he returned back, which is very, very likely to happen, because the Lord loved him, and this love is attractive. Very likely that the love of the Lord attracted him back, and he sold everything eventually, and he followed and he carried the cross. Some people say even that it may be some Mark himself, this was that youth that the Lord loved. That. Then this invited a discussion about money between the Lord and his followers. He spoke about the fact that rich people are very hard to accept this. And when the disciples were shocked by the fact that rich people can hardly go to heaven, he explained that those who are relying on money, not just having money, but relying on money, because there are many rich people that are very, very good, because they use the money rationally and they use the money for the glory of God. So, but those who rely on money, they think that money is the key for their happiness. Money is the key for their stability. They are not scared of anything because they are rich. They think that money can save them. And history and experience showed otherwise. In fact, this young man that became saint is also indicative of the majority of rich people that rely on money, they are saved. Something strange that many people that have no money have peace. And many people that have a lot of money, they lose peace. It is very true. We see that always, that many rich people are very disturbed because of their wealth. They are scared that they lose the wealth, or they fell in trouble with complications of their possessions and things like that. And the discussion about money is important to understand, because the Lord made it very clear that money is indication of your faith, of your trust in God. The way you deal with your money is always an indication of how you believe in Christ. If you believe in God in the correct way, then that money to you is not that valuable. You can easily sacrifice money. You can easily leave money. Because we trust that the Lord can do miracles. We have seen in the history of the church stories that shows that those people who ignore the money, how the Lord blesses them. I've seen some mock church, many stories about this idea of leaving money, ignoring money, and how these people became happy and became strong. I'll just tell you a couple of stories because people like stories. You may remember 14 years ago, a priest came from Egypt, an elderly priest, quite old. He was an student. His name was Abuna Kirillus. Some of you remember that. He came and spent with us a couple of months 14 years ago. Before he came, he got trouble with his heart. And he felt that in his age and trouble in the heart, he's not going to be long. So he sold everything that he had, including his own property. He has two daughters and one son. And you know, people in Egypt deal with money as cash. He got the money as cash and put it on a table and put it in three piles, physically three piles of money. And he invited his two daughters and his son, telling them that I'm old, approaching my end, and I sold everything, and I don't need anything, I need that money for you, and he pushed each section to the three of them. The boy, in a very nice way, subdivided his section into two and pushed it to the two girls, and went and became monk. And then Abuna, after that, had major heart surgery, came out of it very healthy, and came to Australia, spent the last 2 months, and until now he's still living. He must have been out of his 90s. When I remember this, this story has to do with, I forgot to say that half the money was given to God, and the other half was distributed between the three children. So he gave half the money to God and half to his children. And this has been repeated a number of times. I saw it in this church. I remember a long time ago, one of our members of our congregation, maybe some of his grandchildren will be here. The doctors told him you are dying. And he knew that he's dying. He telephoned me and he said that he's got $14,000. At that time, $14,000 was very big quantity. I said that I leave this $14,000 with you to decorate my tomb after I die, put marble on it and things like that for $14,000. I said, okay. Then on the same night, he telephoned me and he said, is it important? I said, what? He said, important to decorate my tomb. I told him, not really. Then he said, can I send it to the poor? I said, that's much better. So he sent it to Egypt. And then after that, he went to the hospital, he was treated and came out of the hospital very strong, and he lived years and years and didn't die. Was it because he donated $14,000? Maybe. I just think sometimes even giving money to God gives you health. Giving money to God gives assurance for you that your life will be much better. The story when the Lord spoke about money excited St. Peter to ask a question. And this question is very valuable for all of us. St. Peter asked the Lord, we left everything and we followed you. You know, St. Peter was not young. He was a fisherman, successful fisherman. And this profession was turning good income for him and his family. He left the ship and followed the Lord. And he said to the Lord, we left everything and followed you. What's our share? Then the Lord gave this wonderful promise that he said, not a single person that left father, mother or a children or houses or a woman or possession for my name's sake and for the gospel, and would not receive 100-fold in this earth, on this earth, and then inherit eternal life. Not a single person. You know, some rules have exceptions, but the Lord said that this rule has no exception. Not a single person that leaves these things and doesn't receive 100-fold on earth and inherit the kingdom of heaven. And this is a very strong promise, very, very strong promise from the Lord. Not a single person, every person that leaves for the Lord receives 100-fold. Have we seen this happening? We've seen that all the way, all our life we've seen it. Actually, this is one of the reasons that we have experienced about the existence of God. Sometimes, when we try to prove the existence of God, we argue with atheists and we cannot reach anything with them, because we have something that cannot be revealed to them. Something of experience. If someone tells you, for example, the police calls you and say, your dad killed 10 people and kidnapped 20, then you say, impossible. Then the police say, do you have evidence that your dad wouldn't do that? This is experience. I have no evidence other than experience. I know my dad wouldn't do this. So experience sometimes makes us know something, but we cannot explain it to others. So experience with God is the same. Our faith in God is very, very strong because personal experience, we know. One of these personal experiences is this promise. Whoever leaves anything for sake of God and doesn't receive immediately, then it never happened. All of us know that. Every single person among you can experience that easy. If you leave anything for sake of Christ, you'll see how the Lord is honest with us. This is the only time that the Lord said, test me. In the whole Bible, it doesn't look nice that we test God. But the only thing that the Lord allowed us to test him is this. He said, pay the tithes and test me. If I wouldn't open the windows of heaven to pour a new blessing, which is very true. Anyone loses job, for example, I come to you and say, I lost my job, and I'm sad, what's going to happen? The first question I say, have you been paying your tithes? They say yes. Then I'm confident, very short time, then they get a better job. The Lord is very, very honest in that. But with it, he said something a bit strange. He said that with this, you will take persecution. I've been always thinking of persecution to be a threat of, like I receive something good, but with persecution. But I listened to Abuna Yohanna, who is praying with us today, in one of his sermons, as if persecution is an additional gift. Hello, Abuna Yohanna, Samia. Abuna Yohanna. Tala Abuna Khalifa. Let's ask Abuna Yohanna a question. Let's ask a question. Why the persecution, the tahdar, عبارة عن هدية. هدية مش عقاب يعني. يعني لما ربنا سؤال السلام قال انه يدي بيضعف ويدي معه كمان هدية اللي هي persecution. نسأل ربنا السؤال ده وقبولنا يتكلم بالعربي براحته وعايزين واحد يعرف يترجم كويس. مين يترجم من عربي الانجليزي؟ مين؟
So Lord, glory be to his name, says the Peter. Whoever follows me and leaves his father and mother and children will forsake many fold in heaven and on earth with persecutions.
معلمنا يعقوب في الرسالة الأولى في الإصحاح الأول من رسالته في الآية الثانية يحسبوه كل فرح حينما تقعون في تجارب متنوعة عالمين أن امتحان إيمانكم. فأول حاجة في الضيقة إن هي امتحان. ساعتها بنفهم كلمة الامتحان دي أن الله بيختبر إيماني. لكن امتحان هنفهمها من آية ثانية رسالة معلمنا بطرس الأولى الإصحاح الثاني.
So in the Holy Bible it says to us, you will have tribulation, but it will be a time of testing for us, and through that testing we will glorify the Lord.
معلمنا بطرس يقول إن كان يجب أن تحزنون يسيرا يعني تجربة يسيرا بالنسبة للحياة الأبدية بتجارب متنوعة لكي تكون تزكية إيمانكم وهي أغلى من الذهب الفاضي. فالذهب يتزكى إزاي؟ يعني في فرق بين الذهب 18 والذهب 21 والذهب 21 والذهب 24. الذهب 18 يدخل في النار يسيح فتتحرق الشرائط اللي فيه والمعادن الغريبة عن الذهب فيتنقى يتزكى يترقى يبقى ذهب 21 يدخل في نار أقوى منه عشان يحرق باقي المعادن الغريبة ويبقى ذهب بيور فيبقى ذهب 24 أنقى حاجة في الذهب. فتزكية إيمانكم أو امتحان إيمانكم كان بيرجينا زي الامتحانات بالظبط الحياة دي اللي بيمتحن ثانوية عامة عشان يدخل جامعة بعد كده يعني الماجستير والدكتوراه يترقى الامتحان عشان يدخل.
So in St. Peter's epistle, he says, tribulations are a form of purification for us. So it's just like purifying gold or any precious metal. The warm fire that enters and the warm, it is tested, it becomes purified. So 18 karat gold, after it's purified in fire, becomes 21 karat gold. And then when it goes back into more fire or tribulation, effectively, it then becomes purified to 24 karat gold. And just like also test exams. Whether it be at HSC, university, the more we study and the more we try and the more we are tested, we go from diplomas to bachelors to masters to PhDs.
التجربة أو الضيقة بتزكينا، وده اللي خلى يعقوب الرسول يقول احسبوه كل فرح. ومعلمنا بولس في رومية 5:5 يقول نفتخر في الضيقة. عالمين أن الضيق ينشئ الصبر والصبر تزكية اللي هي بتاعت الذهب دي.
Tells us, consider it all joy when you enter into various tribulations, because it gives us greater confidence in God and glorification of God.
دي ناحية في التجارب أو الضيقات إن هي بتزكينا بتطلعنا درجة فوق أعلى. بولس الرسول نفسه اتجرب اللي كان بيعمل معجزات كتير يقول أعطيت شوكة في الجسد لألا أستكبر. يبقى ناحية تانية في التجارب والضيقات في تحليل الجسدية. يقول من فرط الإعلانات لألا أستكبر أعطيه شوكة في الجسد.
So even St. Paul, with all his gifts and all the miracles he performed, the Lord gave him a thorn in the side to keep him humble. And he considered that even though he prayed three times for it to be removed from him, the Lord said, my strength is made perfect in weakness.
وعلامة كمان في الضيقة أو الألم كمان إن هي علامة النور. يعني أنا لو شفت حد أي طفل كده غريب ما عرفوش يعمل حاجة غلط ما تكلمش، لكن لو ابني بيعمل حاجة غلط لازم أجيبه وأفهمه وممكن مرة في مرة ممكن يتعقد ودي بتتجلى في عبرانيين 4 يقول إن كنا بلا تأديب فنحن نقول لا يلوم. كلمة نقول يعني ابني مش
I'm going to say that even when we are chastised, this is a blessing for us because we are children. And the verses of Moses, repeating people, says that if we are not to be chastised, then we are not legal children. Because I'm going to say that if I still avoid that misbehaving, that's not my son, I may not chastise him. But if he is my son, then I'm responsible to chastise him.
So we've learned a new word that I chastise
him. أخيرا في صف الجامعة يقول أن ربنا صنع كل شيء حسنا في وقته. عشان كده بيقول تغيروا أشكالكم رغم 12 بتجديد أزمتهم لتحتضروا أن هي في إرادة الله الكاملة الصالحة المرضية. فإرادة الله حياة كل واحد فينا ثلاثة كاملة وصالحة ومرضية.
We are made complete through tribulations, because through that we are through God's work in us, we are able then to mirror the Lord in completeness and in tribulation and in confidence.
أخيراً نجد مثلاً يوسف الصديق سألناه إن مثلاً زعلان من ربنا أو مش راضي من اللي حصل فيه كله. يقول أنا كنت أكون هذا الرجل الثاني في أرض مصر أو أكون مخلص العالم من جوع الهلاك، فكانت تضييقة لي سبب بركة وعارف إرادة الله في حياتي.
So if we compare it to Joseph the righteous and you ask him that tribulations he went through with the imprisonments, would he complain about having gone through all that tribulation? Yes, he's no, because he realized through that he was able to save Egypt and his family through that tribulation.
حقيقة.